Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Black women, athletes, black movement, Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner was terrific, and Jack and Field, the best black women.
death of a black captain. The pilgrimage to read the agony of the dead. Light through the eyes of a black captain. The pilgrimage to read the agony of the dead. Light through the eyes of a black captain. The pilgrimage to read the agony of the dead. Light through the eyes of a black captain. The pilgrimage to read the agony of the dead. Light through the eyes of a black captain. The pilgrimage to read the agony of the dead. Light through the eyes of a black captain.
I got me that, yes, yes, I got me that, that's it. Historical moment for all black athletes need to understand that song. It's for them. That song celebrates them. That song was created by our founding fathers, Roy Rogers. What a magnificent piece of music and information. If you listen to the words, the information is outstanding, right? You need to take this and replay it over and over again for all the black athletes in the world, right? That's where he was going. That's where he was headed with this song. I hope people understand that. Welcome to the TLC. I'm going to have a great. Hope you have a good Saturday. Enjoy your Saturday. It's got white warm air in the West Coast. Call me at 646-727-3649. Thank Black Addicts for Network. We're trying to go for the 8th year. The 8th year, folks. Sponsor Reality Sports Group in Raleigh, Virginia. DIY Pros Market, 30th Street, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233. New England Informer, the Dory Way CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Ingram, BSN, Soul Trader, Raw. Every Saturday before me on Blood Radio 7-1, Soul Trader in the Raw. WCLM 14-D and WCLM Radio Online.com. Pat Freeman, the Mighty Hoba, WUFO 1080, Buffalo, New York. And we can't forget the 609 and 707. Join the Gold Caravan, the Soul Patrol, and AJWCLM on Facebook.com. And we can't forget our Warrior, Young Warrior, Kyle Singleton, for Kings for Grades. Kings for Grades. You got good grades? Go on Facebook.com. Look out, Travis Singleton. Kicks for grades. Okay, news of the week. News of the week. Union Guards of New York becomes the first division, wins their first division hockey title by defeating the powerhouse Golden Gophers of Minnesota 7-4. It was a good hard-taking game, and the Gophers gave up 2 power play goals, and that was the difference as Union College of New York wins their first Division I hockey championship. Brendan Shanahan will be the new leader of the Toronto Maple Leafs and the new president of the team. The Boston Bruins win the President's Cup, and that hasn't been a good thing in the past 2 years. and the Columbus Blue Jackets get their first wild card spot. Win a victory over the Florida Panthers, 3-2, with one game to go in the season. Hey, this is the hypocrisy of sports. Ryan Monroe allegedly was arrested for driving under the influence. Tampa Bay Lightning forward. And that was the end of the discussion. No media, no press, no ranting or raving by the sports button. Ryan Monroe was arrested. End of story. The NBA East got interesting last week. With 5 days left, the Hawks beat the Miami Heat 95-86 to get the last playoff spot. And it's interesting because Miami and Indiana both played not to get number one spot. Because they didn't want to play New Jersey. Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets. Ex-winner Monte Ellis gets 34 points. As the Mavs moves into the playoffs. Mavs Dallas, y'all. Fourth quarter as they beat the Bees 99-91. And we all know who owns it right now. And not the Lakers. It's the Clippers. As they get their 56th victory at home, beating the Sacramento Kings 117-110. As Griffin scores 27 points. In the world of boxing, Manny Pacquiao Pac-Man defeats Tim Brady, at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Pacquiao will be the first time. And this time, it's official. On Sunday, Middle Sam Houston State Lady Bearcats win their first bowling championship as they defeat the two giants of the league, Maryland Eastern Shore HBCU and University of Nebraska. Outstanding. In game 5, they bowled a 2-10 in the Baker's style of bowling. Baker's style is you have 5 players, and each player rolls 1 ball and sits down, and you get another ball at the 10th frame. If you bowl the first frame, you'll bowl again in the 6th frame. That's what Baker Rules bowling is about. St. Louis Blues sleepwalk to the playoffs as the Red Wings be done 3-0 as the Blues slide into the playoffs in the Western Conference. Now, I'll get more of that later. The New Jersey Devils are out of bounds again for a third straight year. The Devils will go home early. And then my damn brother is a free agent. You know what's going to happen here? Because my damn brother, at age 41, well, the Devils resigned. The Devils won the last game of the season, 3-2 over the Boston Bruins at the Rock. the Pacers finally saw a little bit of light, and they beat the Thunder 102-97. This team is in trouble. Indiana is going to the playoffs the wrong way, backwards. And both Miami and Indiana are not looking good. And with the NBA East, we'll get back, we'll get to that later. There's trouble in Niner camp. Alton's been, once the game gets arrested, at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, he gets arrested for alleged bomb threat by TSA agents. Now, why would you even say the word bomb at your airport? Alton is young. He had to learn these things. You don't yell fire in a theater. You don't do that. You don't yell bomb in an airport. You don't do that. Monday, the badges were over, and it was the lowest ratings in 25 years. I guess so. Where Tiger Woods was missing. And Phil Mickelson missing. PGA guys missed. No Tiger. Well, guess what? You had no ratings either. And no other dominant person in golf but Tiger Eldridge Woods. And the PGA learned it the hard way last weekend. It's movie day in the NBA on Monday. And NHL too. As the Nashville Predators fire Barry Trotz, head coach, only coach for Nashville Predators, 15 years. One team, the longest coach standing this year, Jabari Clowney. Now, Jabari Clowney has proved to everybody that he's the best linebacker in the NCAA. He has nothing to prove to anybody. Jabari Clowney, a guy, linebacker, stated that he will not be doing any more tryouts for any more NFL teams, which is the correct thing to do. This is the future of the NFL. People will do one tryout, that'll be it. One show, that's it. Why risk the injury to yourself when you know you're the best in the league? 1 year ago, Boston was a happy mood. 1 year ago, that Tuesday, the Boston Marathon was run, which will be run again this Monday. And two bombs exploded at the finish line. Four people died. And many joined the disabled community with torn limbs. Stay Boston strong. America will not forget that day in Boston, 1 year ago, last Tuesday. On Tuesday, it was Jackie Robinson Day, as everybody wears number 42. But baseball needs to move forward. need to move forward with black managers, black presidents, and black owners. This is what Jackie Robinson was saying before he passed away. His last question on NBC Sports was where are black third base coaches? Because he knew third base coaches produced managers in Major League Baseball at that time. Well, Jackie Robinson would not be pleased today. There are 32 teams in Major League Baseball. Three black managers. African-American players had dropped from 89 last year to 68 this year on the field. That's right, folks. 68 players on the field are African-American this year. That's less than 3%. Remember the day when baseball ruled the African-American community? That no longer exists. Basketball and football have taken over. And the question should be asked, why? On Tuesday, rain ruled the West East Coast. There were five rainouts on Tuesday. And the NorCal, battle continues between the Angels and A's and Giants and Dodgers. The Giants Dodgers play 12 innings. Giants win. Angels and A's play 11 innings. The A's win. The SoCal, NorCal battle continues. Today, the Golden State Warriors play the LA Clippers. NorCal, SoCal. Tomorrow, the San Jose Sharks take on the LA Kings. NorCal, SoCal. So it's been a NorCal, SoCal weekend battle in California. The California Civil War. University of California basketball team will be going in another direction, and Montgomery resigns, and they pick up Coach Kuzma Martin, who will lead the blue and gold this year. The Colt wonders what's going on in Tennessee. It's also wondering what's going on with the SEC and the NCAA this year as concerned black coaches. Wednesday, my favorite time of the year, the NHL hockey playoffs begin with three barn burner games. Montreal defeat Tampa Bay 5-4 in overtime. Pittsburgh defeat Columbus 4-3, and those Esky Ducks beat up that was 4-3. So glad I can ride the best playoff in the Major League Sports. You don't slide into the playoffs. You don't slide into the Stanley Cup. You earn the Stanley Cup. That's why I like the NHL and the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. New York City baseball fans are happy as the New York Yankees take the double hitter over the Chicago Cubs and the Mets, New York Mets beat up on the D-backs. The Giants beat the Dodgers again. And we're looking for a sweep on Thursday. It didn't happen. This is the first time in history that the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, and the Los Angeles Lakers are out of the playoffs at the same time. The first time in history that all three teams, marquee names, marquee NBA champions, all three are out of the playoffs. And I wonder what the ESPN and ABC are going to do to market this playoff. Next year will be interesting to see how these three teams go out of the bottom of the heap. The Sixers, Philadelphia, could go from worse the first next year with the salary cap they have. They can possibly buy a older veteran center and power forward and go from last place to first place very easily. So Sixers fans, bear with it another year and you might see an improvement next year if they buy the right players. Now I have a question. SEC, we know who the SEC is. The SEC is the Southeast Conference with the lower southern states. The past few weeks, African American coaches have been leaving the SEC, and the question we ask is why? It started back in 2007 when Tubby Smith won the national title with the University of Kentucky Wildcats before moving on to Minnesota. It was a trend going on. Trent Johnson went from Louisiana State University to TCU in 2012. And this year, Martin from the University of Tennessee will go to the University of California this year. And Frank E. University of Missouri going to Tulsa. Now, the SEC is a 14-team league. They have only four African-American coaches in 14-team league and one Latino coach. There's something wrong with this picture. We will continue to look into the aspects of the SEC and what's going on down there. And why are these coaches leaving? You know, remember, the SEC was the last conference to admit black students, right? The SEC was the last to admit black players on the court. University of Alabama was the last team to admit black players on a football team. University of Alabama was the last team to have a black quarterback. Is it an improvement? Maybe. Is it a problem? Maybe. But the SEC has got to look into the mirror. You want these guys to play. But you know what? anybody of their color to guide them. We'll see in the future years what happened at the SEC. There's sad news about Vietnam. Vietnam, we're pulling out of the Asian Games of 2019. And the World Games 2019-2020. Saying the economic burden on the country of Vietnam. I'm not surprised this happened. I thought it happened sooner than later. Because if pour money into this athletic event, and when the event's over, you have money that it can't be used again. Or it should be used again, but it's not. Meanwhile, South Korea prepared for this year's Asian Games, Summer Games, and Paralympic Games at Incheon, South Korea. Okay. Getting down to the real deal. And the playoff begins, the New York Rangers up on the Flyers third period with 3 goals on a Thursday night. A 4-1 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. The Sharks bite the Kings 6-3 offensive explosion by a third line as they beat the Kings 6-3. The St. Louis Blues battled the Chicago Blackhawks in triple overtime as the Blues win 4-3. The Avs, the outside Avs, beat the Minnesota Wild 5-4. And this is going to be a crazy series because of two inexperienced teams going into the playoffs. I'm really surprised that the St. Louis Blues are beating up on the Chicago Blackhawks. The St. Louis Blues got Miller for a purpose, and Goldie Miller is doing his job. And the Blues are winning today. They're winning today 2-0 going in second period. All right, I'm going to take a break. Enjoy the music of the Intruders of Philadelphia.
Thank you. Tune in to One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is L.A. Bachelor.
And Tony T. Mac McClain.
Inviting you to join us on The Bachelor Pad,
where we talk about sports and politics from a racial, economical, and social point of view.
And some other surprises.
It's The Bachelor Pad.
Every Monday through Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com and thebachelorpad.com.
Check out In Our Opinion with Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm. Each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Bakken is another one. He pounded me probably about four or five times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, well, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory, because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking Sports, live on GLC.
Go ahead, 646-727-3649. I have a couple weeks ago, we discussed the NCAA and the Shabazz Napier issue. As Mr. Bryan died, CBS Sports Minute said that kids were going to be hungry because they chose to be going to be hungry. Well, guess what? Mr. Feinstein has changed his tune. I wonder why. Let's take a listen to what he said. Let's hear what he said.
John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. The NCAA made a major announcement on Tuesday. It's going to allow athletes to be fed. After 2 years of discussion and all sorts of legislative maneuvering, the NCAA decided it's okay to allow athletes to eat all they want. Now athletes can have cream cheese on their bagels without endangering their eligibility. That's not a joke. Several years ago, the NCAA allowed athletes to be served bagels. They're considered nutritious, but not cream cheese. What's important about the announcement is, well, nothing. What it illustrated is important, though. These people can't possibly deal with real issues like fair treatment of athletes who make them billions, one-year scholarships, and trying to keep athletes healthy after they aren't playing ball anymore. Mark Emmert is now officially Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cream cheese. I'm John Feinstein.
That was the complete opposite of what he said 2 weeks ago. I wonder what got to him to say that. Take it out again. I want you to be careful. Listen to what he's saying.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. The NCAA made a major announcement on Tuesday. It's going to allow athletes to be fed. After 2 years of discussion and all sorts of legislative maneuvering, the NCAA decided it's okay to allow athletes to eat all they want. Now athletes can have cream cheese on their bagels without endangering their eligibility. That's not a joke. Several years ago, the NCAA allowed athletes to be served bagels. They're considered nutritious, but not cream cheese. What's important about the announcement is, well, nothing. What it illustrated is important, though. These people can't possibly deal with real issues like fair treatment of athletes who make them billions, one-year scholarships, and trying to keep athletes healthy after they aren't playing ball anymore. Mark Emmert is now officially Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cream cheese. I'm John Feinstein.
Now, 2 weeks ago, Mr. Feinstein said that kids do not go to bed hungry unless they want to. Now, Mr. Feinstein didn't do his homework 2 weeks ago, because back then, on Sunday afternoons, when the campus cafeteria is closed, the poor athlete, poor, cannot buy food. Many times in my dormitory at Southern Illinois University, people gave food on Sunday afternoon to these athletes. So, it's very interesting that Mr. John Feinstein changed his tune this week. I wonder who knocked on his door to change his tune. Let's take it out. I'm gonna try to find the other clip. Which is on Michael Lewis Ingram's show and on my show 2 weeks ago. Okay. Let's get on. CeCe Sabathia won the game. The even is regular at 2-2 Thursday night. As he beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 10-2, as the Yankees went crazy as a bat. Lester always wins the Red Sox, as he wins 3-1 over the White Sox. And you know what? It's Friday. Did you do your homework? Did you buy a black? If not, you need to do it next week. That's over for next week. Okay? The NHL season started and ended on Saturday. We gotta do this right. We gotta do this correctly. With the NHL thing. Chicago, they lose the play right now, but 2 nothing score with 5 minutes going to take a period. This should be a fun series with Chicago and St. Louis. When the road team wins the home game, when the road team wins the game, then it becomes a series. Okay, the California Civil War was over already. When the Kings and San Jose blew up the Kings last week. Everybody was watching the two new teams, the two new kids on the block. The Avalanche against the Minnesota Wild. The Avs went from worst to first with an injury by Patrick Waugh. I'm just glad to see the playoffs here. The real season starts right now. The same goes for the NBA. The NBA, the season starts now. It's gonna be the way the series is going. that was the Miami Beach. The very Miami Heat. This should be a fairly easy series for Miami Heat. They've been dragging their feet the last 2 weeks. Maybe this series will get started. Wade is taking a couple games off. But I think they're going to go for a three-peat. So Miami at home against Charlotte tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern Time. Washington is at Chicago, and this could be ugly. The Washington Bulls could be the upset over the Chicago Bulls. And what it could happen, it could be the guards of Washington versus the forwards of Chicago. If the Chicago forwards come through, then Washington had no shot. The late game is Portland and Houston, and this is gonna be a rock-a-sock-em robot playoff between Portland and Houston. And now we're gonna see what Dwight Howard, what he's made of. But I believe Houston should beat Portland. But you know which Dwight Howard's gonna show up. They have the NBA playoffs tomorrow and the NHL tomorrow. It'll be game two of the Rangers and Flyers, game two at noon in the East. The original six, Detroit at Boston at 3 p.m. The two night games are Tampa Bay and Montreal, and Los Angeles at San Jose, the California Civil War. So you guys get room for sports. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll take a quick break here and come back with the other sports news. With the Intruders. Save the Children. Okay, we got the PGA, the Madden last week. And Tiger Eldrick Woods did not show up. And Jonathan Spieth tried to do what Tiger Woods did at 20 years old, trying to win the Masters. He didn't do it. Bubba Watson won the Masters and get the second green jacket. Later in Hawaii with the LPGA vote, and Michelle Wee is in second place in Ohio, Hawaii. And next week, they will be in San Francisco. They will be in San Francisco. West Wing and Skirts LPGA. The men are at Shanghai Hilton Head, Shanghai Heritage Classic today and tomorrow. And tennis, later playing in Germany, but of course, tennis Grand Prix at Stuttgart. And the men, whatever, they'll be in Spain for Barcelona Open. And the men, Roger Federer beat Djokovic again in Monte Carlo, the Monte Carlo Masters this weekend. Okay. In Formula One, the battle of the top two racers continue with Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg in Morocco. As Rosberg won the Morocco Grand Prix last week. They'll be going out tomorrow in Shanghai, China. Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg has ruled this Formula One year. These two guys have won all four of the races. NASCAR, Nick Harvick wins the Bojangles 3500, and Dale Earnhardt come back with second place finish. As his third second place finish in 6 weeks. Jimmy Johnson coming third place as his big crew saved the car. He was in like 23rd place and his big crew said, "We're going to work on this car." So Jimmy Johnson, to give his big crew a raise because he gave him third place. They're off this weekend, and next weekend, they'll be at the Richmond WCNF territory at Richmond International Speedway for the Toyota Owners 400. Mom, I didn't have a guest today. No, it's 2 o'clock. I'm going to sign off for the day. It's going to be a short GLC today. Hope to see you next week. Our Boston Reality Sports Group and WCNM 1450 and WCNM Online, Richmond, Virginia. Michael Zingler and Torrey and Raw, Philadelphia. The Master Bad, the Master Bad.biz, and Freeman, the Mighty Oba, WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York, Young Warrior, Travis Singleton, and fundraising efforts for Kings for Grades at Facebook.com. Remembering happy birthday to Roy Rogers, CEO, BSN, New York City, New York. Dwayne Wade, New England, former magazine CEO, Boston Massachusetts, and Jeremiah Rose Market. going to California. Hope you have a happy and blessed Easter. Enjoy your weekend and the ones around you. And see you next week. Go Rangers. Go Hawks. See ya.
Now we got the spirit that can never get bent, with a heart that runs stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court, and at the turn of the century, dominated sports. For the love of the game, endured the pain, and fought through segregation, had to make a change. That confidence, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Let the whole league in RBIs and steals.
Black athlete, the pillar of victory. black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Light through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.